Good morning, happy Thanksgiving, and welcome to Galesburg Live. I'm Chris Post, and every week, WGIL takes a couple hours on a Saturday morning to talk to interesting individuals who are doing some great things in our community, from local businesses and organizations and so much more. Well, today, we are celebrating Small Business Saturday. Well, it's that shop small movement, meaning every time you pick up a cup of coffee at the corner coffee shop, every time you buy a new bag at your neighborhood boutique or catch a show at our local theater here, you're supporting the small businesses that make our community vibrant and unique. And that's what Small Business Saturday is all about today. And we have in the next hour, at 8 o'clock, we've got a couple of very well-known small businesses here in the area. We'll be talking to our friends from Calico Cat on Seminary Street and Cole's Diamond Gallery on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. They've got a busy holiday weekend going on. But in our first hour, as we talk about Small Business Saturday, there's an organization here in this area that works with small businesses, confidential one-on-one advising, training, and research to assist small businesses to start, grow, and sustain. I'd like to welcome the director of the Illinois Small Business Development Center at Western Illinois University in Macomb, Mr. Jim Boyd. Jim, thanks for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Here we are, Small Business Saturday. It's so appropriate to have you as a guest today because that's what you do. You help small businesses. Could you talk a little bit about what the center does?
The center at Western Illinois University, we work with small businesses or people that want to start their small business. Help them prepare business plans all the way from the narrative of the business plan to the financials. Help them find financing if that's what they need. Once they're in business, then we work with them what we like to call cradle to grave. Huh. One of the big issues now in this area is people are getting ready to retire. They've put their heart and soul into their business, and this is their retirement. And now they need to find someone to buy the business. So we work with both ends. We'll work with that prospective buyer and with that prospective seller to make sure that they're getting the most for their business. So we help you start. Yeah. When you're ready to retire, then we can help you position your business for the best possible outcome.
Wonderful. I look forward to digging into some of those topics here in the next next hour with you. Where do you get your funding? What are you part of?
We're part of the Illinois Small Business Development Center Network.
Okay.
The funding actually starts from the Small Business Administration in Washington, D.C.
Oh.
There's a line item in the budget for small business development centers across the United States. A certain amount of that money comes to the state of Illinois. The Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity then has to match that funding. They take the funding and then allocate it to host institutions within the state, and then there's a match at that host institution. So they're actually leveraging a lot of the federal money.
I see.
We report to the host institution with Western Illinois University, and then we also report to the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity for our metrics. How many clients do we help? How many open businesses? Sure. How many employees did they hire? Those types of things.
Okay. How does Quad Cities fit into that?
WIU has the campus in Macomb and the campus in the Quad Cities. Mm-hmm. And 2 years ago, we made a decision at the campus in Macomb that there was a need in the Quad Cities in that market that was being underserved. Mm-hmm. There had been an SBDC at Blackhawk Community College, and because of budget problems, they elected not to host that. Mm-hmm. So we came up with a plan to start that center in the Quad Cities. And now, because of that center, we actually cover 22 counties in West Central Illinois and Northwest Illinois, all the way from south of Quincy to the Wisconsin border.
Sure. Well, how about some of the numbers? You mentioned metrics. How are some of the how many businesses are you helping each year?
We will actually talk to, in what we call a unique consultation, with about 165 individual companies and or people, at least for 1 hour. Out of that, we'll have maybe 30 to 35 that will actually prepare a business plan and that will take to a bank or a funding opportunity, a credit union. Out of that, we usually get about 10 to 15 that will actually start. So it's like any sales.
Wow.
There's a big funnel. You take those people and then you find the ones that aren't the tire kickers.
Yeah.
And you go through and you help them as best you can. It can take anywhere from 7 years. I've been working with a client for 7 years. To we helped a person south of here in 10 days be funded, and on the 15th day they were in business. So the span is can be whatever the small business owner wants to take.
Jim Boyd, the director of the Illinois Small Business Development Center at Western Illinois University in Macomb, is our guest in this first hour of Galesburg Live, talking about Small Business Saturday. We'll talk more about Jim's background in small business and manufacturing when Galesburg Live returns on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIO. Good morning and welcome back to Galesburg Live. I'm Chris Poston. Today is Small Business Saturday. In our next hour, we'll feature a couple of small businesses very well known to Galesburg, to the Galesburg area. Calico Cat on Seminary Street and Cole's Diamond Gallery on Simmons Street here in downtown Galesburg. But in our first hour, we'd like to welcome the director of the Illinois Small Business Development Center from Western Illinois University in Macomb, Mr. Jim Boyd. Jim, thank you so much for being with us here on this Thanksgiving weekend. But Small Business Saturday is right up your alley.
Yes, it is. I've been at the Small Business Development Center for 8 years. Okay. The first six of those were just as an advisor. So you would, as a want to open a business, you would pick up the phone, call me. We would set an appointment. And with that, I hopefully bring the experiences that I've had with the small businesses I've been in.
Okay. You've had some experience running your own businesses.
Yes. I've been involved in four small businesses, either as a 100% owner or with a partner.
Okay.
And I like to say 100% owner, even though my wife ran things most of the time.
Yeah.
But we've experienced the good and the bad for all four of those. So I feel that I can bring that experience and relate to that small business owner. The day that you're standing at the post office box waiting for the check from one of your customers so that you can cross the street to the bank so you can make payroll at 3:30. Those types of issues are hard to explain if you've never really experienced them. So I feel that I can bring those experiences and really relate to those small business owners that here's the good things, and then there may be some things that you need to identify and look out for as you go along.
Well, you obviously have to have a passion for helping these small businesses too, because you've been there. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's fun for me because I get to do all of the things that I like to do, which is be involved with small business and kind of get that that rush of starting a small business without having any risk.
So sure. Yeah,
so right. it works for me that I get to experience that. And we celebrate with the small businesses when they open.
Yeah.
So we go through all of those pains of putting together the business plan and finding funding, being turned down by three banks, and finally on the fourth bank you get your funding, those types of things. So those are the real, that's the fun part for me. That's why I do it.
Yeah. And plus you get such a diverse kind of business. You're working with so many different types of businesses, right? Service to retail to
Correct.
Yeah.
We work with anybody that comes through the door, basically, all the way from saltwater shrimp farming in the state of Illinois to here in Galesburg. There's a small company here that employs four people, and they make calawasas.
I have no idea what that is.
And I didn't either. Okay. It's a sampling tube, and he's been in business for, I think, 20 years now. Makes a very good living. So we do all of that. Retail stores are probably our biggest clients. Mm-hmm. But anybody, manufacturing, retail, construction, minority-owned business, women-owned business, we cover everybody that we can.
Yeah, and your goal is to, well, obviously help more small businesses get on their feet. Small business is still the backbone of our, you know, certainly in our community. They employ local people. They pay local tax. They spend their money here, right? So that's why Small Business Saturday is so important, to recognize those folks.
Absolutely. 90, I'm not sure of the exact number, but sure. 98 to 99% of all businesses in the United States are classified as small business. Mm-hmm. And we actually look at our businesses that we help almost a micro business or a way of life business, your retail stores where you're actually producing your own income. We don't necessarily help investment type businesses where mm-hmm. you start a large software company and you want to go public, but the ones that are going to be here for a long time, mm-hmm. the ones that invest in the community, the ones that donate to the athletic support groups, to the community colleges, those are the people that we really help.
That's right. And Small Business Saturday is an opportunity to remember those folks and remember the importance of shopping local, because it does help. Right, yeah, Black Friday and Cyber Monday and all that stuff. There is a place for those small businesses. We got to remember them.
Exactly, and the big thing is that from a small business standpoint, is that the money that you spend in the small business circulates more locally than the money that you're going to spend at the big box store. From the standpoint of not just employing local people, but from the donations, from that business owner can now go to their favorite restaurant and spend money at the restaurant and take their kids to the restaurant. So it multiplies the dollars, as opposed to just, here's my sales, I'm paying sales taxes, and then those dollars go to some corporate headquarters in California. So it really makes a big deal spending that money locally, in locally owned businesses.
You have an idea for a product or service, so how do I get my small business off the ground? More with Jim Boyd, director of the Illinois Small Business Development Center at Western Illinois University in Macomb, when Galesburg Live returns on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Good morning, happy Thanksgiving, and welcome back to Galesburg Live. I'm Chris Post, and every Saturday morning, WGIL takes a couple hours to talk with local organizations, local businesses, interesting people that are doing some pretty great things in our community. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk with a couple of very well-known small businesses here in the area that are pretty busy on this holiday shopping weekend. We'll hear from our friends at Calico Cat and Cole's Diamond Gallery here in downtown Galesburg. But in our first hour, we're continuing our conversation about small businesses. Today is Small Business Saturday. In fact, it was back in 2010, and small businesses were hurting from an economy in recession. And in an effort to support local shops that make our community strong, American Express actually launched Small Business Saturday on the Saturday after Thanksgiving to encourage people to shop small and bring more holiday shopping to small businesses. Here to talk to us about, well, starting a small business, maintaining it, growing a small business, is the director from the Illinois Small Business Development Center at Western Illinois University in Macomb, Mr. Jim Boyd. Jim, thank you so much for joining us on this holiday weekend on Galesburg Live.
Thank you. Yeah. Pleasure to be here.
Small Business Saturday just makes sense to have your organization here, because that's what you do. You help those folks. And so you are a huge supporter of small business and have helped many small businesses right in our community.
Yes. A couple that come to mind that we've just helped open recently, Coriana Restaurant on Main Street.
Of course.
We worked with her to work her through the business plan, gave her suggestions. She then worked with the city. She worked with Ken Springer and Kyle Kelly to navigate the regulations and make sure that she was up to speed on everything and was open. And I talked to her about a month ago. She's still doing well. Yeah. Business is really good. We just helped this year Cedar Creek Hall, the event center.
Yes.
So we're here. We don't publicize a lot because we're really a support group. From the standpoint that we help the Knox County Partnership, we help the Chamber, whatever they would need from a small business standpoint that they don't have the expertise locally or within their organization, then we can come in and put on programs, put on workshops, help individuals one-on-one with everything being confidential. And because we're government-funded, we're all free.
Yes.
So it makes everything work well.
Let's talk about how they need to go about starting that business.
Yeah, there's a couple ways. Locally, they can reach out to the Knox County Partnership or to the Chamber. And Jessica at the Chamber or generally Kyle at the Knox County Partnership will then refer them to me and give me maybe a little background or maybe just, hey, I've got this person that wants to start a business. Can you help them? We'll then set up an appointment. And usually the appointments last about an hour for the first one. And I just sit and listen and ask a lot of questions. And from there, then we put together a plan, what the prospective business owner needs to do, what I'm going to help them with. And we go through just all of the nuts and bolts and details. You need a federal employer identification number. We really need to think about what your business structure is going to be. Is it going to be a sole proprietorship? Is it going to be the LLC, an S-Corp? We discuss the pros and cons of each of those. What a business plan looks like. Mm. What needs to be in the business plan so that you can get funded if you need any financing. What the bank's going to look for.
Right.
What the bank needs when you go there so that when we put all of this together, you can sit in front of a banker, hand them the business plan. It has everything in there that they will need, a personal financial statement. They'll check credit scores. It has uses, sources and uses information, all of the financials that the banker needs. So we try to help that person be as prepared as possible. I will also ask them questions as if I'm a banker. What is your cost of goods sold? What is your wage percentage as a cost of your sales? And we have the resources to give them some benchmarks that says if you're opening a restaurant, that your prime costs need to be 60% of sales. If they're not, then we need to go through and figure out how, where it's not right and help them. So when they walk into the banker, they have those answers.
That's right. Jim Boyd is the director of the Illinois Small Business Development Center out of Macomb for Western Illinois University. What makes a good business plan, Jim?
A good business plan covers every aspect of what you're trying to do. Mm-hmm. You need to give the person that's reading your business plan an understanding of how you're going to run the business and recognize that they do not know really what your business is and how you're going to run it. So explaining to them that I have this new fidget spinner and how I'm going to make it, what it's going to cost, who is actually my target market for this new spinner is very important. Mm-hmm. And most of the people that we work with for financing, what their big issue is, how do you get a customer? How do you find a customer? So we help the client, we help them figure that out. And probably that's one of the hardest tasks that the client has. My example is that people come to us and they go, there's 300 million people in the United States. If I get 1% of 1% and I sell that for, and I have a product and I sell for $10, I'll be a millionaire. The math works,
yes,
but that's not your target market. And probably for most of the small business in Galesburg, your target market is not in California. It's, my example is, it's a female between 35 and 45, three kids, goes to PTA on Thursday night, and drives a green Volvo. That's how focused you really need to be so you understand who you're selling to.
Wow. Jim Boyd is the director of the Illinois Small Business Development Center from Western Illinois University in Macomb. And Small Business Saturday today, their job is to assist small businesses, whether that's starting a small business, but also growing your current small business.
We have capabilities within our group to help with marketing. We have the capability to help with your accounting, with your specifically QuickBooks. So if there's any gap, or you think there's a gap in where you are financially with your business, we actually can come in and work with you and identify where those gaps are. Is it marketing? Is it maybe you need to do inventory twice a month instead of once a month because you have a loss? Is there some way that we can build the market by repositioning your product? So we can actually come in and do a lot of those studies. From a manufacturing standpoint, we actually can come in and help you with, is this process the correct way to go from point A to point B? That's one of my background, that's part of my background, is just to come in and say, you know, if you move this line from here to here, you can increase production by 10%. So we're available to do that. If we don't have that capability, there are over 35 SBDCs in the state of Illinois. Someone in the network has that capability to do that.
What is one of the biggest struggles that you see most small businesses are going through?
Well, marketing and just the ability to have the products that are really wanted in the community. Sometimes small business owners, myself included, we get so enamored with what we like, and we believe that that is the be-all to end-all, that we forget that the market is a little bit bigger than our tastes. And without going out and actually engaging in the market and asking those questions, we end up with something that may not sell. So it may not be that we're changing the business, but we're pivoting to what we're actually offering to our customers.
So you've ran a successful small business for many years now, and you're thinking about retiring. You're not quite sure how to get things in motion. More with Jim Boyd, director of the Illinois Small Business Development Center at Western Illinois University in Macomb, when Galesburg Live returns on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Happy Thanksgiving. Good morning and welcome back to Galesburg Live. I'm Chris Post, and our guest in this first hour for Small Business Saturday is Jim Boyd, director of the Illinois Small Business Development Center at Western Illinois University in Macomb. Jim, thank you so much for being a part of Galesburg Live this morning. I wanted to talk about a service that you offer to folks who have ran a small business for a long time and they're getting ready to retire. You can be a really great resource for them.
Yes, and we don't do anything from a legal standpoint.
Yes.
We don't do anything from a CPA or a tax or an insurance standpoint, but we can sit with the client, the business owner, and help them understand what happens if? And even to the point of there are things with that the small business owner may or may not have done through the course of their business, but it by looking at just that alone, it may not have positioned that business for the best outcome for the owner. We can help them with repositioning that business from a financial standpoint. The big challenge is that for all of this process to work efficiently from the business owner's standpoint, it's about a two-year process. So if someone is thinking about retiring and they have a date in mind, they need to back out. And now if I'm retiring at 67, or that's my goal, I need to start that process at 64, 65, because the tax liabilities, if you will, and the tax structures are so significant when you sell your business. It takes about that long with professional help to get these things set up, the local attorneys, the local insurance people, local tax accountants. It's a really long, for business world, it's a long process.
Yeah. Jim Boyd is the director of the Illinois Small Business Development Center out of Western Illinois University in Macomb. And we're talking about if you're a business owner, you're getting ready to retire, what do you find some of the biggest challenges? I know you talked about the timeline may be one of the biggest challenges, but what are some other things that you would recommend to those folks who are getting ready to retire and they want to, because that's what they're wanting to do. They're wanting to sell their business, or that's so they can retire, or pass it on?
Correct.
Okay. That's another part of you help them, you know, position themselves in a way where they can pass it on to their relative or their children.
Timing is probably the biggest issue.
Yeah.
The other issue is that just people in general, if I own it, it's worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
If you own it, it's not worth very much to me. So small business owners, we have this tendency to think that our business might be worth a little bit more than it is. And that gets people really hung up on, well, I need $1 million to retire, so I'm going to sell my business for $1 million. In theory, that's great. However, your business may be worth $1.5 million, or conversely, it may be worth $500,000. So now how do we bridge that gap?
Sure.
So the expectations of the business owner are probably the second biggest challenge. Once that's kind of agreed to, then it's really just details and how do you want this to look at the end of 2 or 3 years? Are you transitioning completely out and you want to live in Florida? Or are you passing this along to a relative and you're going to stay somewhat involved? That's when we pass it off to the professionals.
Sure.
And let them do their thing so everything's legal, all the due diligence is done, that type of thing.
And again, your service is free.
Correct.
You're assisting them. You are directing them. Another thing that we talked about, not only helping small businesses, say, if you're going to retire, we talked about international exporting. If you help people that are wanting to do that from here, I mean, you mentioned earlier saltwater shrimp or
something. Correct.
I mean, you probably get into some very interesting things. Some of that is they're exporting goods and overseas, right?
Yes. We're currently in the process of hiring an international trade specialist.
Wow.
Hopefully in the next 2 to 3 weeks we'll have someone on board. We opened the center in the Quad Cities with an international trade specialist. We lost that person and we've been in the process of replacing them. So they actually would come in and do a study on your business and help you decide if you're ready, because there are some financial issues and some compliance issues that have to take place. And then based on your product, they will actually identify overseas markets that your product could sell in. So we might not sell something in Brazil, but we might sell it in the Philippines.
Wow.
This center will help you do that, and then helps with showing you how to fill out the paperwork, how to get all the permits, working with a freight forwarder, making sure you get paid, and those types of things.
Wow. It's amazing. You're bringing the global market to our small little part of the country here. That's amazing.
Correct.
That you do. It's got to be exciting for you and your team.
It is. And we're just now adding to the Quad City Center, which serves Galesburg.
Yes.
What in the state is called a Procurement Technical Assistance Center. Mm. And that center will help local small businesses work with any government entity. So the city of Galesburg, the county, the state, the federal government, this center comes to you and basically says, would you like to help build the road outside of Galesburg? We can get you on that government quote list, bid list, whatever that may be.
Wow.
It may be the milk for the local school. It may be foodstuffs for an army base. Whatever is local, that center can help people do that and get on the bid list for the national.
That's also incredible. There could be businesses here in our area right now that just have no idea the possibilities, right, Jim?
100%.
My 100%. Gosh. Well, so we have just a few minutes left. I wanted to talk a little bit, get back into Small Business Saturday. We're talking with Jim Boyd. He is the director of the Illinois Small Business Development Center out of Western Illinois University in Macomb. And small businesses, still so much a vital part of our small communities. Because of the employees, the taxes, you brought up the circle where that money is recycled here in this area. We're going to speak to that again. It's pretty important that we support these small businesses.
Yes, very much so. The statistic is that if you spend a dollar at a locally owned store, that dollar will circulate between 7 to 9 times in the community. If you spend it at a big box store, it only circulates about 3 times. Mm. So all of that money that you're spending at these small businesses is helping the community continue to grow. And the more money that we can keep in the community, naturally, makes the community that much more viable and makes it a community that people look to move to. And if the small businesses have that money, they can invest, improve their services, improve their product offering, which then compounds itself that we're not buying so much online or we're not buying so much from the big box stores, which then compounds how many times those dollars sell. So it's really a true compounding effect by working with the small business.
That's right. New governor here in Illinois. How's the outlook for small business here in Illinois from your standpoint?
I think small business from Illinois, and quite frankly, regardless of the politics.
Sure. And we can take that politics out of it.
is good because we're opening businesses that we are passionate about, and we are opening businesses in our communities. We're not concerned to a certain degree about Chicago and what's happening in Chicago. There are some workman comp things. There are some tax, but those are being changed slowly to the benefit of the employer. But small business, I believe, looks at what they do differently than your big box stores and your major corporations. It is truly grassroots in the community. I'm doing this because I want to make a living and I just want to stay here.
Absolutely. And there is help for you. Please, if you are a person that wants to start a small business, you currently have a small business, you'd like to grow, you're thinking of retiring in a few years, they can help you. The help is here. You just have to reach out, right, Jim?
Yes.
Yeah. How do they get in touch with you, your organization?
Contact the Knox County Partnership or the Chamber. If you can't get through to them, because I know they're busy, you can call the Illinois Small Business Development Center at Western Illinois University, 309-298-3040. We'll set up an appointment. We'll meet with you one-on-one. Everything is confidential, and we'll help you start your business.
Absolutely. Jim Boyd, Director of the Illinois Small Business Development Center in Macomb at West Illinois University. Thank you so much for being here on Small Business Saturday, and I hope you have a great holiday, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Continuing our theme of Small Business Saturday, we'll welcome two very well-known small businesses, a family-owned Calico Cat and Cole's Diamond Gallery, will be joining us for the second hour of Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.